Welcome to a room with a couple of legends, myself and Pete Holland here to lock it in. How are we doing, Pete?
Mate, I am well for a Thursday. Yourself?
Very well. No Tim here today, and this will reveal why.
Last time on Lock It In.
I'm actually going to wait right until the end of the round, and I'm going to pick the Canterbury Bulldogs to defeat the Cronulla Sharks.
For my tip this week, a team that got beat 48-4 last weekend in the Knights, they're going to take down the Roosters.
Well, I've got a bit of a grudge against Wests now. Like, they made me look stupid last week, so I'm locking in the Eagles to
make us look bad. He's going to get kicked out of here.
Fuck of that.
None of that sort of behaviour. Actually, Tim, hope you're enjoying the stay at home, mate.
Yeah, just won't answer his phone or the front door at that.
Well, he's just being COVID safe, mate.
Yeah.
Not that he has it. Oh, crikey, I've got to be careful saying that sort of stuff.
Don't be saying those words.
All right, so yes, it was a sad week for both you and I. How are we going to return to credibility? Now, I've got to say, mate, all year you have been bugging us and bugging us and bugging us and saying, you want to pick the Panthers, you want to pick the Panthers. Are you picking the Panthers this week?
Well, look, funny you say that because my heart says yes.
All right.
And my head says, stay away. Too many injuries. I mean, now out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, our season is coming crumbling down since we moved north of the border.
Indeed. So you're picking Melbourne this week?
No, I'm taking the Panthers.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm going with my heart, not my head.
Okay. This is your lock. You're locking in the Panthers.
I'm locking it in.
No Cleary.
No Cleary.
No To'o.
And, we're in all
and,
sorts.
And Fisher Harris has gone off to see the birth of his baby boy?
I believe so.
But you've got a Tevita Pangai Jr. for a quick cameo stint.
Bring him on, eh? Like, he's an awesome weapon.
It's not what he was saying.
Didn't like him a couple of weeks ago.
All right, so once and finally, who you picking?
The mighty Penrith Panthers to take down the Storm.
That is a big call. Now, I can be accused of many things. Insanity is probably one of them. They say
I relate.
They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Well, by crikey, I'm going to do that. I'm picking the Bulldogs to beat the Titans because you've got Phil Gould there. Why are you not playing out of your skin to impress the general manager who holds the entire career of you as a football player in the palm of his hand?
Well, look, I don't call that insanity at all because Gus Gould came out earlier this week and said a lot of these guys are playing for their future and they've got to show something to me or they won't be here.
Can't believe they didn't realise that last week.
They should have. But look, the Titans had a win last week. It means they've got 3 weeks of losses to come.
That's an excellent point. So I'm actually feeling very confident, sort of, a little bit maybe, the Bulldogs to beat the Titans this week. Oh, that'll do us, Pete.
That will do.
Thanks, legend.
All right, mate.